This is the Woman Podcast, formerly was a different name before. If you've enjoyed, if you've seen any of these podcast interviews, it used to be called something else, but now it's called the Woman Podcast. This is obviously Raj, and a very, very good evening. This is obviously, we're in the UK now, 6:47 to be precise. And we have back with us Sarah Louise. As you know, she's a very, very talented country singer, busy as always. How are you, Sarah?
I'm great, thank you, Raj. Great to see you again.
Yeah, it's great, great to have you back on. And since obviously we chatted, like you were mentioning before off air, was back in 2022, which seems like a long time ago, and you've been very busy since then. That very interesting album you've released, Change of Plan. When did this all come together, this album?
Do you know what? I've been wanting to... I am a bit of a release junkie. I love to release music because I just love writing and I love releasing. But this album, I wanted to release in October. And it would have been so good to release it like a year after the now. But everything that was happening last year, it kind of put a kibosh on all my plans because... I basically got ill, and then I fell over in Noida and damaged my elbow and hurt my elbow, so I couldn't play guitar as much as I wanted to. So everything got put to the back burner and everything was a little bit delayed. But you know what? It happened for a reason, so that I could finish all these amazing songs with so many talented collaborators that I was with. And it's all happened for a reason. So as I waited, the longer I waited, the more songs I had for the album. So then I thought, right, you know, I need to actually wait because there's more songs I need to put on this. So I'll just wait and then release it next year. So I waited till my birthday. And I think that was a pretty much 6 month wait it was.
Yeah, I remember when you hurt your shoulder because I saw it on YouTube. Yeah, you were still performing in doing the music and your shoulder was all strapped, your shoulder and stuff. I'm thinking, oh my God, what's happened to Sarah? What's she done to herself? And I sent you a message. It might have gone to your spam folder. I don't know.
Oh, you sent me a message. Sorry, Raj, I didn't see it.
She probably hasn't seen it, but I thought, oh my word, what's happened? What's she done to herself there? I'm not thinking.
I was in a sling and I wasn't supposed to be playing, but I needed to. It was horrible because I couldn't exercise. I couldn't write. I literally had to sing melodies into my phone. That was the only way I could write music, which was the old way I used to write music. So a little part of me is quite glad, because I probably wouldn't have come up with the songs that I did if it was just guitar, because I would have been very limited on chord arrangements. But this way, I was able to be more creative with my voice, send it to like musicians that were actually professional guitarists, not just guitarists that learned in lockdown. And they were like, how about this? And I was like, whoa, yes, do that. Love that. Okay, can we add some banjo to that? Yeah, let's do that then. Can we add some saxophone to that? Yeah. So yeah, it's been an amazing, like last year was just my best songwriting year because I got to spend time with people that I wouldn't have spent time with before. And I did some writing with Ian Ray, who is a jazz musician, and he's very, very popular on TikTok. He goes live 3 times a day, bless him, 77 years old. And he goes live 3 times a day. And he's just got so many amazing songs out there. And we got together and wrote songs together. And we wrote a song for my mom for her 70th birthday. And so it's been really nice because I was able to put both of them on the album, you know?
Oh, that's fantastic. Hats off to him, because even now, after about more than a year, I've still not figured out how to use TikTok properly. So I've given up hope on that.
Oh, well, TikTok, I met some amazing people on. But yeah. It just annoys me a little bit sometimes because one minute I'll have 100 people in my life, the next minute I've got 6. Because if you're not getting gifted on TikTok, they're not. You're not a good artist. You're not a good creator. If people aren't gifting you, they don't let people stay in your life. and they don't put you out there on the For You page. You're just getting followers, like, but not organically, because they're putting them away. And I don't like it. You can't get the reach that you can on YouTube and also on Instagram. And Instagram and YouTube are kind of my favorites for that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out how I can save comments in Instagram, because I get some lovely comments on my lives and then they're gone. So that's what I love about YouTube. You get to see it all again and you can keep the comments as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. And I eventually had to get rid of my TikTok because I was getting so many spam messages sent on TikTok to me. And I'm like, and they were very totally, you know, like totally spam out of 100%, totally. And I'm like, I used to get tired of deleting those messages. And I'm like, I need to shut down my TikTok because I'm getting so many of these weird notifications now. And so
the thing is, all you have to do is speak about what you want, and then they'll send you loads of stuff. And they'll send you. So earlier on, I was talking about, I don't know, some detoxing or something like that. And all of a sudden, PTs are like sending me videos about detox. I was like, whoa, I literally only said the word detox, and everyone's sending me videos on it now. You can't do anything, everyone's listening.
Yeah. Yeah, that is so true. That is definitely. It is social media. You have to spend a lot of time on social media to get it bigger. Definitely on there. But yeah, so Change of Plan was released recently. When did it come out?
28th of March. Wow. So it's been out. I've just over a week.
Wow. Okay. Let's just put, if anybody isn't aware of your website address, this is your website address.
I'm just trying to see on YouTube if there's anyone on the comments, because I've told people about it. So if you are on YouTube, hi. Sorry, we're late. I had a microphone like I did earlier. It's all my fault.
Yeah. It's I'm afraid, as you know, it's one of the things with live streaming. It happens, and that's why. Some of my interviews, they are live, but some of them are not recorded. That's the reason, because I used to get too many issues with live recording. One, I still do them, depending on the artist, but depending on how they feel and what that kind of stuff. So yeah, so sarahlouise.biz, official website. I'm not going to go onto it now because Sarah Louise will start singing on the website if I do.
Yeah, my friend said to me, you know, you're a singer, you've got to have singing straight away. I was like, but what if people are at work?
it's a very good idea, though, actually. I like the idea, to be honest, where your song comes straight away when you load up your website.
It's and very I'm in people's faces. You will listen to me.
You will listen, yeah. And people can purchase your, I've seen on there, people can purchase your album digitally on your website. Which is another great thing, where, you know, like sometimes you can't purchase it directly, you have to go onto iTunes, or
a lot of people don't have iTunes and a lot of people don't have CD players, so the other option is Amazon, and a lot of people don't have Spotify, but they can listen to the music if they want to by purchasing it as a digital download, and then they can listen to it whenever they want. Then it's just stored in a folder. So they can listen to it on whatever they want.
It's a good idea, that is. It's a very good idea. I think it works both ways. It makes it easier for the fans, for your fans, you know, to purchase it straight away on your website rather than go on there, then go on to somewhere else, you know, and they may not have an account.
When you haven't got iTunes and you have to purchase it just so you can listen to something, that's just not, you know, that's not fair, is it then? Because then your phone is just full up of stuff that you don't want. You just want to listen to one song, you've got to download iTunes. It's a bit of a con, really, isn't it?
I know, exactly. That sounds more like my phone, to be honest.
apps that you don't need.
I've got loads of apps. I've been deleting them since last week.
That's so funny.
I've been deleting them since last week because I've got so many accounts which I don't need, and I'm like trying to get rid of them and empty the storage.
Oh, that's I must pay in total probably nearly £35 a month just for storage. I've got Dropbox, I've got iCloud, I've got.
Oh, yeah.
Because I learned the hard way. I got my phone stolen New Year's Eve in London, and I lost many songs and so much stuff because I wasn't able to back it up to the cloud. So now I've got like full backup in the cloud. I'm like, I'm not letting that happen again because I need all my songs. So yeah, and all my pictures and videos. I had so much footage. I love it. Like if I go out for a walk and I see some blossom or I hear some birds sing, and I'm just videoing the whole thing because I just get so inspired by nature, and I'm just like, oh, look at that. Look at them birds flying together. I must film that. And then I lost all my like footage of stuff that I've taken, but never mind. I started all over.
We were talking about your album change or plan. So how long did it take to write this a new album of yours? How long did it take, roughly?
So I started, like, the first song that was on the album I released in 2023, which was called Half of You. That was last year's release. That was my first release last year, which was a special song that Tim Porty Jones produced with me. And I wanted it to have a little bit of a difference. I wanted it to be more sort of upbeat but dancey. I don't know, sort of a bit inspired by Adele, really, and something like Set Fire to the Rain sort of style. And I had this in mind. I went boo, and then I said, well, I need strings and I need this and I need drums and I need this. And I wanted to make it more singer-songwritery rather than country, because I just wanted to be more expressive and be able to use piano and just be a little bit different. And what's really strange is my most popular songs that are streamed at the moment are the songs where I've used piano, which is really strange, because I think people prefer me to sing with piano because there's less going on and then you can hear more of my voice. So I was being really experimental. And then when I went to Noida in Scotland, I was collaborating with some amazing artists there and got to find my true self about what songs I wanted to write about. And I stopped everything else that I was doing before and just started again pretty much from scratch and sort of went, right, let's be organic. Mm. Let's write for me instead of for others now. Because before I was just trying to be like a self-help book, I think. Whereas now it's more, yeah, this is coming from me now. Like this is what I feel. I want to get it out, you know? So that's the change of plan, right? That's the change.
So, yeah, change of plan. And change of plan is, I mean, I saw when Rochelle sent it off, he said, lose yourself in the wonder of nature, change of plan. So what's the meaning behind change of plan? Is it like anything based on yourself, this album?
Well, basically, when I was in Noida, we went on a 2-hour walk, which meant we had to be quiet. And as soon as I was quiet and in touch with my own feelings and thoughts, it was just really revelating to find out what I really felt like about stuff, you know. And I thought I needed to be in Nashville to be successful. I thought I needed to be surrounded by country artists to feel appreciated. I thought I needed to be, I don't know, younger. But something happened really liberating being around other songwriters and like-minded people. And then I realized what's more important is the things that we have in life that we don't really appreciate, nature. We don't appreciate the things that are already there. Sometimes we take for granted those things. Like we wrote a song at a songwriting workshop. It's called I Am Angel, and it's all about murmurations in nature and about how the birds come together. And if you take a look and look up at the sky for 5 minutes, suddenly all your worries are gone, because nature just takes over. If you go to the beach, it just makes me forget about my problems. If I watch a sunset, it just makes, you know, I've been inspired by nature. The whole album has kind of made me feel, you know what, just take everything in that you possibly can, because life's so short and we need to just appreciate everything that's happening. And we wrote a song about a leaf that lost its way. And this leaf, I wrote with Will Underwood and Sophie Bickerdike, basically the two people that I met. And me and Will actually went to Nashville and showcased that song, and everyone loved it. And then I thought, you know what? I think this is the journey. This is the journey for me. I need to start concentrating on the things that people take for granted and write about stuff I appreciate, and maybe other people will appreciate it too. And they do. So yeah, that's what it means. Get lost in what on earth is she going on about?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just, I'm just gonna, in a second, just take us off for 1 second so I can just put in the change of plan image. So 1 second, everyone. We're just gonna disappear for 1 sec so I can just put this on so you can see the album, what does it contain, the singles, all of the big plan.
He's gonna show you.
So that's basically, that's the list of the album, what it contains. So how many singles have you released so far then, and since it's come out?
How many singles from that album?
Yeah.
So the first single was Half of You. The second single was Better Be Lightning.
Okay.
Then She Lost Her Way, Be Real. And I Am Angel. So basically there's only two that I haven't released. I've been releasing them all year. Part of the Story, which was an acoustic collaboration with my friend Pat, and he sang on it with me. It's a duet, Part of the Story. And the thing is, I wanted to put who I wrote the songs with on the backs as well, so you could see whose features in it. But I couldn't fit all the text along the back of the album. So inside the album here, I've literally listed everybody that's on it, and I've done like a description. I don't know if you can see that, but there you go. And it basically tells you who's on it, and That is Noid Art. See, I've got my sling on there. Can you see it? There we go. So yeah, that's the album, and that's the back. So I couldn't actually fit everything on it, so I had to sort of move it over a little bit.
Yeah. Wow. So all these singles, they were released what in 20. Since last year,
I've released, so this year so far I have released Sorry Not Sorry and okay. I Ain't Got the Time, and when I released I Ain't Got the Time, it went to number two and then went to number one. I was so shocked. I weren't expecting that. It went to number one in the singer songwriter charts the week before the release of this. I released I Ain't Got the Time. And it's quite a joke, really, because I actually wrote that song in my dream. And the song I decided to call it I Ain't Got the Time is because it's all about relationships. And, like, if you're not serious about someone, then don't waste their time. So it's like, I ain't got the time. Stop messing me around. But it's quite funny because I'm so short of time. Everyone's like, oh, that must be good. I ain't got the time. That's a typical Sarah song, that is. But, yeah, I was really, really pleased about that. So, yeah, I've released all of them. I released She Lost Her Way and Better Be Lightning in the same weekend. And we had a special launch party. And because it was about a leaf, we called it the Relief Launch. It's a bit silly, really, a bit of a play on words. But no, that was really fun. That was in Colchester. That was in a bar in Colchester. It was just so special to have everybody there. It was really nice. It was like a Noid Art reunion, really. And All I Need was released in 2018, this one, because that was the first song that I ever released, and it's never been on any album. So I wanted to put it on this album just to give it a little bit of, you know, because it hasn't had any sort of recognition yet, that song. And the reason I chose Sorry Not Sorry Live is because I recorded that live on TikTok, that one, and I wanted to put that on there because everybody on TikTok kind of helped me record that, because I was had a really sore throat and I was had a cough which I couldn't get rid of, and it took me so long to record that song. I had to record it live, and I wanted to put it on there so people know that that's when I did it. So yeah, that's why I added those two as bonus tracks. Hey, Helen.
Wow. Yes. So that's the first comment there. So yeah, absolutely. So so you've been totally super busy with the singles releasing, and on there, is there any effort where you release one single from the album and you think, okay, I need to wait a little while to release a second single, or is it like any length of time, or do you just release one after the other one?
Well, no, there is a method in my madness. So there's the single on there, the second single, Cup of Coffee. That's really special because that is a song that we wrote in Noid Art, me and my friend Tom. And this single, I've already contacted Shelter UK to get their support on this song, because we want all the money to go to Shelter UK for homeless people, because obviously we feel really quite passionate about helping people, because we've both experienced that, especially because I've been busking. I get to see firsthand the struggles, and it's really not nice how people have to live. And also Tom was sharing his experience of it with me too. So we both wrote a song about it and got really emotional because we really felt what people were going through. We kind of tried to express it in the song Cup of Coffee, which is also basically saying people haven't got a family, people haven't got love, they haven't got kindness. All they've got is a sleeping bag. And all they want is happiness and family and just to feel loved and cuddled and warm and a hot soup. You know, it's just like, and that's what this is about. It's like wanting to ask for more but not knowing how, because they don't really know what they want. They just want to be loved. And that's mostly what everybody wants, right? But they don't know that they want it. They just get upset about things because there's stuff missing from their lives that they don't know what's missing. But I really want that song to capture some awareness for people. So be a bit more compassionate towards people that are struggling in life. So all the money from that song is going to Shelter Charity, but we've got to release it as a single first so that people will appreciate it more, because it's just on an album at the moment. But when it's a single, then more money and awareness can be raised. But I kind of want to make the album have a little bit of, you know, people are like, oh God, she's only just bringing out a single. She's only just brought out, a, you know, I've got to have a breather, Raj. Got to breathe.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you're human after all, so you have to have a breather yourself. But it's a great cause, like you said. Even in the UK, there's a lot of we may not realize this because we get so busy with our own work patterns and stuff that there are a lot of homeless people in the UK as well. So definitely, every little does help them, so it does make a difference. So that's a nice, noble thing you're doing there, and I'm sure it will make a difference in their lives for sure. Absolutely. What was the reason behind you said the single's called A Cup of Coffee? Was there any particular?
So the lyrics are love, and like the guy that comes to buy me a cup of coffee every day. I want to tell this person all of my worries because he seems to be the only one who cares about me. And I want to tell this cup of coffee guy that I need more than a cup of coffee, but I don't know how to. So when he says, do you need anything? And he wants to say to the guy, yeah, I need love. I need laughter. I need a family. These are the things you could bring for me. But instead I say, a cup of coffee, please. So it's like, I want to say all these, but I don't know how to say it. So I just say, all right, I'll just get us a coffee, because it's just too difficult to explain to one stranger what you really want. But you just, you know, that's, yeah, that's basically why we called it cup of coffee, because we wanted someone to feel like that's basically what you, what else can you do? You can't give them a house. You can't give them a family member. You can only give them food or coffee or money, right?
Yeah.
So, it's nice because you feel like you're just trying to be more compassionate when you're listening to the song.
So, yeah, so do check it out, sarahlouise.biz, for all the information, her latest singles, the album. So all the single links are on there as well. So all the singles which you've released, they can purchase it on the digital download.
Yeah, sure. Or iTunes, if they put iTunes or Spotify. As well. It's on every single platform. So just look for Sarah Louise Change Your Plan and you'll see it on there. And I'm basically, I've done all the prize draws that I possibly can, but I am going to do some more competitions next month about winning some more albums. Because I'm doing a live every Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock at night. And I'm going to do Sarah's Top 10 on Spotify. And I'm going to involve some competitions about that next month. Because if people can guess what number one is of that Sunday, then they win the album. But they have to guess what it is, because I'm the only one that will have all the data for all of it. So if they can guess what song's been streamed the most in the last 24 hours, then they'll be winning some CDs.
Yeah, exciting stuff. And I did hear a rumor that the CDs are going to come back into fashion sooner rather than later. So let's see. That might be the case.
I hope so, because it's nice for artists to, like, when I'm performing, people ask me, have you got any CDs? And it's so nice, because I don't want to be like, does anyone want to buy a CD? La, 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 because I just feel a bit pushy. But when people ask me for one, I'm like, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's we get so little for streams. It's just pointless. Like, it can hardly buy us a cup of tea, let alone mortgage, you know. It's like, it's embarrassing sometimes. When I look at my stats, I'm like, really? 23,000 streams and I get £1? Are you joking? Oh dear.
That's the thing. I know there are pros and cons of a digital, but I think personally, for the artist and to make it better for the singers which are, you know, trying to make a living, like yourself, like so many other singles, which we've spoken on the Woman podcast, the CDs, you know, there needs to be two ways of doing things. It can't be all digital, because if it's all digital, then those rising singers, they're going to struggle to get to the, you know, where they want to get to. So it has to be CDs.
I've been looking into selling vinyls, but they're just so expensive to produce. Instead of getting them to sell, I've got them as prizes, because I think they're really special. They're a really nice keepsake, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like vinyls, they have come back in a big way. But the problem is, like you said, they are expensive to, you know, to get out, the vinyls. Yeah,
they're really that's expensive. The thing. Yeah.
And then it's about, are you going to make profit out of that or not? That's the thing as well.
I don't think people that produce vinyls do it to make profit. I think they do it just to break even, so that their audience has something special of that person to keep. The only way artists can make money is if their song gets used in a TV commercial or something like that. And if it gets played on Radio 1 every day. So keep requesting our songs on the radio, all us local independent musicians, please, everyone.
So if the BBC are listening, BBC Radio 1, 21, there you go.
please play my songs.
Play your song. Yeah, did you get, I mean, as we are talking about radio station, do you get any requests from radio station to play your song?
People have videoed the fact that they've asked radio to play song requests of mine, which is lovely. I've been on BBC radio quite a bit, which is really nice because everybody messages me and goes, I've just heard you on BBC Essex. I was like, wow, I didn't even know about it. And someone requested me to be played on Radio Caroline, which is lovely because I didn't even know Radio Caroline was still there. And then when I contacted them again, I've been in, like, he's been messaging me going, have you got any other songs that you want me to play? Which is lovely because he's asking me now for songs, which is really nice. And then I have to choose one. I don't know what one to choose. Because when you've just brought out an album, then I'll send me your favourite song off the album. But I don't even know what my favourite song is off the album. Well, if I had to pick, I'd say Better Be Lightning because of how it was created. It's really special. And when I saw this dress in Nashville, it says Wild and Free. That's the lyrics of my song. And I couldn't believe it. Had to have it. It's like part of my song. Madness.
Yeah, I think it probably because I've asked this question as well to many artists that which is your favorite singer, and they're like, it's hard for them to choose because all of them is their creation, I guess. And you know, it's like the baby, isn't it? It's their creation, where they, you know, they worked hard, they produced, they've written it. So I guess you can't really say one's better than the other one when you've released all of them yourself.
Because they all mean different things. Yeah. They all mean something different different. But, yeah, it's special when people request my songs because that means something to them as well as me. They like it enough to request it. And there was a bit of a problem in the summer with one of my songs on Spotify because Spotify contacted me and said that it's been put on a fake playlist, and it really upset me because it was ironic that something that's called Be Real would be put on something fake. It's like, how on earth has this happened? And I took it off of all platforms because I was really upset about it. And like my audience members were contacting me and going, we miss Be Real. We need it back in our lives. Which was quite sweet, really. So I've put it on with a different distributor now, and I haven't touched wood. Where's some wood? My guitar. I haven't had any problems lately because, they've left me alone. So let's hope that there's no bot playlists out there that I get put on for a joke because it's not funny.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you've got your guitar with you?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Would you like me to play something?
Yeah, whichever. I'll just put you on full screen.
Do you want to pick one? Because you don't know all of the songs on here, do you? So if you was to pick one and you don't know them, what one would you pick?
Probably the second one, Cup of Coffee.
You'd pick Cup of Coffee, would you? Oh, that's so cute. So you'd want to hear it. How much time have we got?
Not that much, but just give a little promo. I don't want you to do the whole thing because
we'll just do a little bit.
People should purchase it, I think, it's be fair.
Yeah, because every purchase of this song goes to so even though it's not as a single yet, it's part of the album, it still does. So every time I get a bit of data for it, okay.
It's 10 a.m. on Lachlan Street, and it's almost time for him to visit me like he does every day. Here he is once again. He's the only one who sees me and listens to what I have to say. He asked me what I want. I'm trying to find a way to answer. Love and laughter, a family. These are the things you could bring to me. I don't want money, I don't need fame. I just want you to know my name. Instead I say, a cup of coffee, please.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, great, great stuff. So, it's going to a great cause, Shelters UK. So do please purchase the single. Every little is going to, help everyone. It is a big thing in the UK. We don't realize
everybody who's donated so far, because we've nearly raised £80 just in the first week of the release of the album for this song.
Exactly.
So thank you so much for those who've donated to my Instagram page. And we're going to be singing this at Country on the Coast on me and Will are going to be singing this at Country on the Coast on Saturday, which is really special. And I'm going to get some buckets and take them with me for Shelter UK as well, so people can donate on the day, which would be nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So do check it out, sarahlouise.biz. And the link is on the description. So if you watch this afterwards, the link is on the description of the interview, the interview chat. So you can get onto it from there as well. Do check it out and do purchase it. Very, very digital, is very, very cost effective as well. Like Sarah mentioned, the price is low. Did you keep the prices low yourself, or is it like
when I do it for social media, like you can basically put in your tracks. So if you put your tracks in for 79p, that makes the album cheaper. Whereas if you put them for 99p, then the album would have been nearly £14, because it works out £1 a track. But then I thought, well, hang on a minute, it's digital. And I like, the reason I've charged £11 is because it's got I Am Angel on there, which is a really special song, and I'm really in touch with my angel numbers. And I just, £11 covers the artwork and it covers the postage and things like that, which I can send out properly. But obviously when someone's buying something digital, that takes a lot of the cost effective ways down. So yeah, but everybody that's purchased a physical copy, thank you so much, because you've got a keepsake there, and it's not just in your phone, and that means more to me and you. So that's lovely.
Absolutely. So do check it out. Goodness, we've been chatting for such a long time.
Wow. Did you have a time limit, Raj? Because you never get off of here when you're talking to me, do you?
No, I don't, to be honest. And I remember when I chatted to you last time, and you told me that you've been singing for such a long time, and I'm like, this can't be right. She can't be. I thought, yeah, well, she looks so young, and I'm like, she's been singing for such a long time.
Like, oh, thank you.
And I'm like, wow. But yeah, you've been singing, and you have a plan. I can see on the website where you want to release about 10 albums in the next, what is it, 10 years or something?
Yeah, so I want to know. So album number 6, this is a secret, all right? Don't tell anyone. So album number 6, I want to release in October.
Okay.
This year.
Fantastic.
So I want to be able to, basically, I want to be able to release 10 original albums in 10 years. So by the time I've got another 4 years to release 6 more albums. And that's going to be my 10 years. Yeah, because I started releasing albums in 2020. That was my first album release. So right. Because I bought out All I Need in 2018. Yeah. So basically I've got until Where are we? 2028. 2028. That's it. That's it. That's my time. That's my limit. So by 2028, I want to release another 6 albums.
That means in 4 years, you will be releasing 6 albums. That's crazy. That's like...
No, I am crazy.
It's like... I don't know. You're going to be like a vampire. You won't be sleeping at all. You'll be like...
I don't sleep now anyway. Now, I love it, though, because I've already got songs that I wanted to finish. That so I've basically already got another 3 songs already for the next album.
Because there's so many artists who are, you know, without obviously, without naming them, because they'd probably kill me if I didn't name them. But the thing is, there's so many artists who release like 1 album in a year, which is fair enough as well. You can understand that, but this is going to be like it'll be like nearly 2 albums in a year or something. Nearly.
It will be 2 albums in a year. Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll be like writing nonstop.
Well, the thing is, I do, and another thing which I want to do is I wanted to involve my audience, right? Because I want them to help me with the topics of what they think I should write about, which gets them more involved, because then they're part of it, which I love, because I wouldn't even be doing this if it wasn't for them. So it's nice that they're that closely involved in my songwriting process, and I just think it's really special, because why are we doing it if we haven't got an audience? We're not just doing it for ourselves, are we? We're doing it for other people, and when I can help others and write songs for others, I love it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the artist does it for the fans, and absolutely, and for the and the feedback which you get from the fans, that obviously helps you, you know, keep on writing more, and you know, and if there's any constructive feedback, then you can take that on board. Any good feedback, which is fantastic. So it's all like it's all great feedback which you get from your fans. So where do you get the most feedback? Is there any particular social media where you get more feedback than the others?
I'm just sharing this now on my channel so that in case people didn't get the link. But I really love going live because it feels real, and I'm all about being real. And sometimes when I'm at a show, I obviously see new people, but I love creating a community online where everybody can be there from any part of the world they want, and they all make friends, and I love that. So I did an experiment this year for the album release, and I said, right, everyone, I'm going to go live on TikTok and Instagram in the morning. No, hang on. TikTok and Facebook at 9:30 every morning in March, and 9:30 in the evening I'm going YouTube and Instagram. And I did an experiment on what was the most favorite of everybody, and everybody appreciates YouTube more than any of the other platforms. So I said, well, okay, well, because of that, we're going to go live Wednesday and Sunday every week. I can't keep it up. I can't go live every single day because I wasn't eating and sleeping or showering. I didn't have time. So this way, everybody gets to be part of my writing process and just, you know, I have a catch up, and I do quizzes in my group, and I've got like a music quiz tomorrow. It's just nice to have different platforms where there's different people. And then some people come on all of them, and some people download all the apps for me. Bless them.
Yeah. I know. They probably got like totally filled up on this. They probably get like these storage warnings like I do. Warning, your storage is too filled up, empty. But that is a nice thing. And like I said, on YouTube, obviously, I've got you on YouTube, and you're live there very often on YouTube. I can see, you know, doing stuff and either performing live or I think once you were like performing outside somewhere as well. So you're doing.
I like to have a network though. I've been performing in Woodbridge quite a bit because I really like Woodbridge in Suffolk. And I've met some lovely people there. And the good thing is, when I'm performing outside like that, I get to meet more people. then they book me for events, and then I'm more people, and then I meet more people, and then just all just comes together, and it's lovely, you know.
And you've been to Nashville as well, haven't you?
Twice now.
Twice to Nashville. So how was the experience in Nashville?
Oh, just amazing. Loved it. The first time was a whirlwind, you know. Everybody was, woo, just so nice to me. I loved being there on my own, but I also loved being there with Will as well, because he played in some shows for me, because I was supposed to be working out there the second time I went, because I met some people and I was going to be working out there, staying with my friend and doing some bands and working in like Tootsies and things like that. But didn't happen because I couldn't use my elbow, and I was going to be playing guitar in the band as like an acoustic band. And it just, so just being part of Nashville experience again for the second time, I was very lucky because I got to have a different experience next time. And I got to play in the Bluebird, which was one of my like dream goals, to be able to perform in the Bluebird. And it was just so special. And I got to perform Better Be Lightning, which is the song that I wrote in Noidart. And my next goal for Nashville is the Grand Ole Opry. So, yeah, love it, love it, love it.
Absolutely. So do check it out. Yeah, I know we are running a bit out of time here, but and I'm sure you'll be doing stuff after this as well. You'll be, like you said, are you like performing today as well?
Yes, so I'm live on YouTube tonight at 10 o'clock because I'm going to do my top 10 Spotify listen to tracks. So I'm going to be doing 10 at 10.
So 10 at 10, do check it out. And if you obviously following the Woman podcast, you'll see Sarah's channel on there as well, on the featured channel.
I just shared it on my post, actually.
Yeah. Just on my post. 10 o'clock live. Sarah is going there. She's not going to allow you to sleep tonight, so get ready.
I'm only going to be live for
an hour. Order your cup of coffee, or your Horlicks, or your Ovaltine, or whatever, and yeah, watch Sarah live.
Time drink. People say, why do you always go live so late? I was like, well, because that way everyone can watch me in Australia and in America. It's a good time for everyone, that is.
Yeah, it is actually. And because when I was gonna interview a couple of artists who live in America, with the time difference, I was like interviewing them about 12 o'clock in the night and that kind of time, because there's a time difference and they're only free at those times. So you have to do it at those times. So and I felt a bit like I never sleep when I was interviewing them. Like, it was 12 o'clock and I'm like,
they probably didn't realize how tired you were, because it's the middle of the day for them, so they're just like, oh well.
It was routine for them, yeah. They were like, they were full of energy, and I was like,
yeah. But when I was doing my last album, I was so excited that it got to number one in the album charts. I stayed up for 4 days without sleep. That's just stupid, isn't it? Because I had so many interviews and so many people, and like, it was just such a whirlwind time. I wasn't expecting it. I can remember not sleeping for 4 days because I went all the way through, and I was like, come on, let's keep it at number one. And I stayed live all day on TikTok once. Oh, it was so stupid. I won't do that again. It's just not sustainable. I don't recommend it. Don't try it at home.
Yeah, absolutely. No. I mean, definitely. Don't try that. Definitely no. Yeah, 4 hours is very, very less. Do check it out. Change Your Plan is out. SarahLouise.biz, and all her singles are available there. Digital download. Before we get to Three Figures chatting, I suppose. But I think we have covered what we wanted to cover, and our Change Your Plan. So do check it out. Change Your Plan, a very, very amazing album. And obviously, you can purchase it, the digital download available on Sarah's website, or if you prefer, iTunes, Amazon Music, everywhere else, Google, you can purchase on Spotify as well. So do check it out on there. On there, first of all, Sarah, it's been fantastic chatting to you, and I'm sure we will bring you back on when you release your next album, which will be popping in about a few months.
I'll see you at Halloween.
Yeah, you'll probably see me at Halloween anyway, so because
that's the plan, but you know, anything could change, which is why I called it change of plan.
Exactly. So I'm sure we will be chatting later on in the year regarding your new album after that as well. So yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you very much. And obviously, thank you to Rochelle for making this happen very quickly as well. She's always great. Thank you, Sarah, and wishing you all the best for this album. I'm sure it's going to rock to the number one charts very quickly if you already has a.
Thank you
very much.
Take care. See you again soon.
Thank you.